Breathing out fully. And then a little more and a little more. Pulling the belly in and pushing the air out. As much as you can. And then letting the in-breath come. And if you wish, doing that two or three times. Relaxing back, letting the eyes relax towards the back of the head. Letting the tongue relax. The lungs relax. The heart relax. Feeling the breath in the upper back. Where do the movements reach? The movements of the body receiving and letting go of the breath, letting go of air. Shoulders and underarms and the spine. Letting the back be breathed. And then the middle of the back. The lower half of the rib cage. Inside and outside. What are the small movements? What are the bigger movements? Do we feel anything other than movement in response to breath? And the lower back. the trunk of our tree. Part of the spine where there's not rib cage. And the very bottom of the spine where the backbone gets very wide. What do we feel in response to the breathing, if anything? All of the tissues and muscles, bone, blood, immunity, how it knows how to hold on to each other and work in harmony. And we can just relax back and receive the impressions. Small and big movements, any sense of what happens in the lower back with the in-breath and the out-breath. And to receive the sense impressions, like footprints in falling snow or in sand. Definitely here and then gone. Breathing out, feeling the natural letting go. Breathing in the natural power to receive. And the turning points between in-breath and out-breath, between out-breath and in-breath. What do the turning points feel like? letting the breath just be itself, naturally letting go, and then turning around and undoing all of that letting go work and receiving. And then turning around and letting it all go. Can we receive these impressions lightly, clearly, without any trace? Fully letting go, fully turning around to fully receive, to turn around and let go again. Not even again. Feeling how there seems to be contradiction. But in the experience, there's no contradiction. With the next few out-breaths, we could encourage the thinking that we hold on to feel steady, to feel that we exist. We could let that go with the out-breath. What I think I am. Just falling out the door with the out-breath. What I think I know about me. What I think I know about me. Just letting it go with the out-breath. What I think is my story and where I'm going. What I think I'm doing right. What I think are my weaknesses. What if they just fall out with the next out-breath? What's the loss? What I think I need to be for someone else. Letting go. What I think I have achieved and what I think I'm good at. If I'm good at that, thinking about it or not thinking about it doesn't make much difference, so letting go of the thought, letting it go out the door. Letting thought be free to fall out with the out-breath. Feeling the quality after the out-breath, before the in-breath. And being open to be surprised on the in-breath, asking ourselves, what do I need to receive? Using the power of thought and feeling. Welcoming a clear sense, even if it's very light. Maybe what I need is. Maybe what I need is nothing to do with the story. But something about just now being. Being open and asking what is needed. And then it could be just like lightly standing still in the forest, learning from the trees how to stand. Standing near the water. In case a wild animal comes. In case some response comes. Some response that we can't quite catch in words and would not want to catch, but can definitely see and sense and appreciate with clarity. What do I need? What is needed? And with each out breath, we could play with letting go of the thinking about. Feeling the quality of the turning point. Having let go of everything we think we know. And open to receive what is needed. Open to feel what is needed. Giving time. Giving time for us to settle down so that we're not scaring off the delicate wild animal of what is needed. What is needed now? What is enough now? What's important just now? Not demanding, but yes, asking. resting back, letting the body take up a little more space. Feeling the dignity of human being. And asking oneself, what is important in this life? Resting back, what is important? Not demanding an answer and not reaching out for an answer. Trusting in the dignity of human being. Even our own human being, our own being. Our own being so human. Even so. Resting back, unafraid of the power of being human. Feeling the dignity in this power, this aliveness, just here, in oneself, in one's own experience. Power that can express as strong emotion, strong thinking, strong belief. And sometimes rests back. As ordinariness. Enoughness. If it's helpful, we can try to remember a time in our experience that we felt, this is enough, I am enough. Things in their place. It can have more a sense of joy or freedom or love or at-homeness. Stillness. Not fightingness. Acceptance. Kind of tickling playfulness. So whatever flavor in your own experience, if it's needed, to feel very specifically. What may be needed just now? What may be important? What may be more important than our problems? Remembering if it's helpful, very clearly, playfully. Texture, color, sound, voice, light, dark, cold, hot. So that we can really feel the feeling of that moment and then let go of the memory and stay with the feeling. The sense, the vibration, the frequency of that experience. And we can feel free to use our mind as we feel to describe to ourselves, to help us explore the feeling. As long as it's helpful, we can notice if there is a sense of ease or release or relief or relax. There was a sense of upliftment, lightness, or more groundedness, or maybe both light and grounded. So whether we're playing with our experience in a memory or our experience now, if words help us to explore and clearly feel, if there was brightness or is brightness, or cooling shade, fresh or freshness or warmth, expansion or embrace or all of it, or just simply flow, perhaps. Just simply carefree, perhaps. Giving permission directly to the cells to simply sense and feel and drink. That exact, very alive texture. And we can play with words to see how they can help, if at all. Sometimes by having words that we could come back to help us feel more clearly the texture of what's important, what's enoughness. It could just be words like peace, expansive, no hurry, and if we feel contained and expansive at the same time, we can say in our minds, expansive, contained. It doesn't have to be too logical. not letting the words limit what we experience of the feeling, but just as a reminder that we have permission to feel. And that we have already given permission to all of the cells of the body. To accept to say the natural yes. Enoughness is what we're here for. Thank you. Yes, yes, natural yes, and yes. If we prefer, we could say statements like, may I be at ease, if that's more helpful. If that makes more music in our being, touching that string. We can even say, I am ease. Not as a pretension, but speaking the truth from the place where that is. From our potential. And no words also is music for some people. If we wish, then we can play the game like this with every out-breath, letting go again. All the thinking. And as the breath turns around from letting go and breathing out to receiving and breathing in, we can feel the dignity of a human being here doing our best. Able to feel, even if it's only a little bit, of what is really important. And with the in-breath, if we want to play the game this way, letting not only the cells but our deepest being soak in that enoughness, aliveness. Ordinariness. The freedom for ordinariness. breathing out, letting go of thinking structures out the door. Ah. Now there's more room to feel our dignity. And as breathing in, imagining in any way that works well for you. Permission to receive what is needed. To connect with what is important. To feel that flavor, that texture, that tone resonating in each cell. In each chamber of the heart. In each bone of the back. In everything that we are. And if we wish, sometimes at the end of the in-breath, there's more than enough, enoughness, goodness, streaming freshness, silkiness. So with the out-breath, we could not just let go of thinking, but also let go of that extra silkiness, letting it flood the room, the world, this world. And then maybe letting go of this whole formal exercise for a few minutes. Coming back to it whenever you want, day or night, all day, all night, if you wish. But for a few minutes, just here.